Sarah went up to him. She knelt down so her face was close to his. She said, "Oh, darling." Charlie stopped shouting. He looked at Sarah. His bottom lip trembled. Then his jaw became firm again. He leaned toward his mother and he spat. He said, "Go away! I want my daddy!" They were making the other children sit cross-legged on the floor in the far corner of the room. They were having story time. The other children were facing away from Charlie's corner, but they kept wriggling around to look over their shoulders with pale, scared faces. A woman was reading them the story. She wore blue jeans and white trainers and a turquoise sweatshirt. She was saying, "And Max tamed them by the trick of, turn around and face front, Caitlin. By the trick of staring straight into their eyes and saying, Emma, please concentrate. James, stop whispering. Of staring straight into their eyes and saying, will you face front, Ollie? There's nothing going on behind you." Sarah knelt on the floor and she wiped Charlie's spit off her cheek. She was crying. She was holding her arms out to Charlie. Charlie turned around and hid his face in the corner. The woman reading the story was saying, "Be still." I went towards Sarah. The play leader gave me a look which meant, "I told you to stay by the door." I gave her a look back which meant, "How dare you?" It was a very good look. I learned it from Queen Elizabeth II on the back of the British £5 note. The play leader took one step back and I went up to Sarah. I touched her on the shoulder. Sarah looked up at me. "Oh, God," she said. "Poor Charlie. I don't know what to do." "What do you normally do when he is like this?"
"I cope. I always cope. Oh, God, B, I don't know what's happening to me. I've forgotten how to cope."
Sarah covered her face with her hands. The play leader took her away and sat her down.